Now it's time to go on a spectacular journey. We'll visit a place you have not seen in thousands of millions of years. We're going to start deep in the recesses of your mind. We're going to leave behind the everyday world with its noise and distractions. We're going to shut it all out and focus only within. To achieve this best, I want you to relax and lie down. Sprawl on a sofa or lie on the bed if you can. Lie on your back with your arms spread out beside you. If you can't do that, then find a comfortable chair that will let you relax and drop your head. Ready? Close your eyes. Good. Now take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Now breathe out slowly. Take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Now breathe out slowly. Breathe in and out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your head is heavy. Your whole body feels heavy, relaxed and heavy. Breathe deeply and slowly. Feel your breath taking control. It breathes you. You do not need to control your breath. Just relax and breathe deeply and slowly. You feel a little warm. Your breath is slow and relaxed. Your arms and legs are heavy. Feel that warmness. Now go inside, deeper inside. Your surroundings have faded. You hardly notice them. Deeper inside, into the purity of your own mind. Feel centered and strong and wise. And you're relaxed. Feel relaxed. Breathe slowly. And now, this mind exercise is about space. What is space? We don't know. It's out there. But what is it? Only the mind can understand space and what it means. Space is a function of viewpoint. You are a viewpoint. Out there are points to view. Let's call these space structure points or dimension points. The further apart these structure points, the larger the space. You could call them dimension points because we measure them in each of our three dimensions. Since space is a function of your mind, the larger the space you can occupy, the bigger your mind, the bigger your being. British writer G.K. Chesterton said that the cosmos is just about the smallest hole you can fit a person's mind into. Think about that. If your mind spans 100 billion galaxies, you're as big as the cosmos. You can embrace it all. Let's go now on a journey around the universe. Come back to this journey often. It will open up your mind and soul to travels beyond the body. Magical travels in other dimensions. Breathe deeply and relax. Let yourself sink further into the sofa or bed or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. Now first, consider these lines from the Chinese classic, the Tao Te Ching. Without leaving his door, he knows everything under heaven. Without looking out of his window, he knows all the ways of heaven. The further one travels, the less one knows. Therefore, the sage arrives without going, sees all without looking, does nothing, achieves everything. Breathe slowly and deeply. Feel yourself relaxed and ready to travel in your mind's eye. Now, detach from your body. Let yourself rise up and drift out of the room and find yourself in this very beautiful garden. It is a sunny day. The air is warm. You can smell the flowers. Bees hum and drone as they go about their business, collecting nectar, pollinating the plants. You can hear birds singing. Breathe in deeply. Feel that gently fresh scented air all around you. Inhale deeply the smells and wonder of this lovely garden. This is the most beautiful garden you have ever seen. Breathe it all in. There are birds singing all around you. A very soft breeze murmurs among the grasses. This is the most perfect day. This is the most perfect place for you to be. Breathe it all in. Soak up the wonder, the beauty of this lovely day. Now you slowly walk along a path among the nodding flowers. You hear the sound of tinkling water. There's a stream. It sparkles in the sunlight. It's beautiful. Beside the stream is a small stretch of grass. I want you to see yourself lying down on that grass. Lie on your back so that you can look upwards to the sky. Make sure you do that for me. Lie on your back and look up into the blue sky. Lying on your back, comfortable in the soft grasses, you look up to the huge blue dome above you. It is heavenly and beautiful, the richest blue you ever saw. The sun is warm. You don't need to shade your eyes. You look straight up. The sun is to the side, warm and friendly. There is no sun glare. Look up into the blue of the sky and you will realize that it is not a canopy. It is a vast, empty blue space. It seems to reach upwards forever. Breathe deeply, gently, and let yourself begin to rise up and travel towards that beautiful blue dome. Notice as you rise that it doesn't come closer. You move into and through the great blue space. Look below and you can see the ground falling away below you. Feel yourself rising up and up until the sky starts to turn dark blue and then black. Look down now and you'll see the planet Earth far below you. The horizon is curved. You are traveling off planet Earth and into deep space. The sky darkens, but the sun is still bright. The blue sky has gone. Now everything is dark, but it is a warm and friendly dark. You can see the Earth, dazzlingly bright below, the sun off to one side. You can see the moon and the stars have appeared, even though the sun is in view. Nothing scatters the sun's light. It is dark and silent in space. It is beautiful and awesome. The dark velvet sky and the bright twinkling lights. Breathe deeply. You have left the Earth. You can change your viewpoint. You can turn to the right or to the left. Turn now and satisfy yourself that you can do this. You can look above. You can look below, towards the Earth. You can move under your own volition. Move now, deliberately, further from the Earth. It may take a few moments. There's no rush. Try the exercise of traveling around the Earth. You can do it. You can see yourself slowly spiraling around the Earth. You pass through the Earth's shadow, where it is night below. Even at night, there are lights below. Human lights, cities, roads. Mankind has lit up the planet. Even the oceans have some specks of light where there are ships. You cannot see the sun now. It is on the far side of planet Earth. Keep circling and you will come out the other side of the Earth's shadow. The sun comes back into view. This is amazing. Now find the moon. It's there. It never goes away, circulating 250,000 miles from Earth. let yourself travel out to the moon. The earth recedes, and the moon comes slowly closer and closer. Make sure you travel every mile. Don't skip. A quarter of a million miles. A million miles. These are nothing to a free spirit like you. But travel all the miles. Keep your sense of perspective. See every mile drifting by, then flashing by, no matter how swiftly. Gradually, the moon will fill your field of vision. It grows and grows until it is huge. You are looking down on the moon. It is silvery bright with pure light and breathtaking in its beauty. It dazzles, it affirms, it tells you that you are awesome. You can see what no astronaut sees, the moon in majestic stillness. You are not whirling round it in a lunar module. You are standing still, looking down on its magnificent static beauty. The moon does not spin like the earth. The light is very intense. Watch, look, breathe. Hear the stillness. See the silvery white magic of the landscape below. But stay high above the surface. We have more to come. Now, pull yourself away from the moon. Turn to the sun and let yourself swing away and behind the sun so that it's between you and the earth and moon. It's over 90 million miles to the sun. Race over there, but make sure you cover every mile. Don't skip. Stay a long way from the sun. It's very hot. Just see it in the distance and know the earth and moon are beyond. Notice the sky is very black here. The stars are very bright. Space is absolutely silent. There is no air to carry sound. Breathe deeply. Relax and let's go further. Turn and travel outwards from the sun. As you travel outwards, notice Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and the other planets. They are not all in the same direction. Find Jupiter, the very large one. Or find Saturn, the large yellow one, further out, that has the famous rings. But don't stop. Keep traveling outwards. You will see comets and asteroids. Comets stream with their wispy tails, always pointed away from the sun. Sometimes comets travel in the direction of what looks like a tail when they move away from the sun. You'll notice a lot of stuff out here. Ice, rubble, little planetoids called asteroids. The name means like little stars, but they're not very big. Just chunks of rock a few miles across. Keep traveling. Keep moving away from the sun away past all the sun's planets. You can look far, far behind and see the sun in the distance. It is tiny. Its light is dim, and there is little heat. But you feel warm and safe. Nothing you can see can touch you. There is nothing to bump into you. You are spirit traveling out into the wide, wide universe. Quickly now, you'll need to travel faster and faster. Travel outwards, and soon you'll see nearby stars. Notice them. Reach out to them with your gaze. Admire these stars. We are a long way from Earth, but we've barely moved out into the vast, vast universe of space and time. You are seeing the stars as they are now, many years before people on Earth will see them looking like this. It takes light years to travel across interstellar distances. See those clouds of light in the distance? Those are nebulas or nebulae. Big clouds of glowing interstellar gas. That's where stars are born. Each one is thousands of millions of miles across. These clouds are huge, almost beyond imagining. Bigger than most humans know. But not bigger than you. You are here, looking at vast clouds of gas that stretch across enormous distances of space and time. Travel further. See the billions and billions of individual stars. I want you to fly around among them, like a child playing at aeroplanes. But you don't need wings. There is no air here. You are free to travel any way you like. Swerve and dance among huge clouds of stars, dazzled by their collective light. Pass through the great clouds of glowing gas. Be amazed at the staggering wealth of detail and color. You've seen this before from images of galaxies and interstellar gas clouds from the Hubble and other telescopes. But nothing prepared you for this. This is the cosmos as a playground. You are infinitely vast. You are a child of the stars. You are made from stardust. Now feel you are going home to the great wide universe. It is your universe. You made it. This is where you want to be. Enough of life on Earth, thinking just like a human being. You are not an animal species. You are a great intellect, a powerful consciousness that lives out here among the beautiful places of infinite space. Look at those planets. See them? Billions and billions of planets circulating individual stars. They lie everywhere. You can see them with your all-wise eye, even from here. There are uncountable life forms in every nook and cranny of the universe. Everything is alive. You share in that vast infinitude of life that teems out there among the stars. The cosmos is alive. The stars, the galaxies, the clouds of glowing matter, dark holes. You are seeing billions of years of history here. You are seeing the universe as it is now. Light travels so slowly over such vast distances that mankind will have to wait billions of years before they can see with their eyes the wonder of the heavens that you are seeing now. Respect yourself. Acknowledge that you are a god. You are powerful. This is your kingdom, out here among the stars and beyond all things. This is how big you are. Your being is as vast as the cosmos. Until now, you had no knowledge of your size of being. Now you know. You are all but infinite. You fill all of space on a grand scale. I will leave you now for a few moments to revel in your newfound playground. Travel as far as you wish in any direction. You cannot get lost. You know everything there is to know. You know your way back to Earth. So, pause now in your travels and adventures. We will journey home from these vast reaches of the universe. But you will carry this vision of creation in your heart and mind and soul. This is where you belong. This is who you are. This is what you stand for. Greatness. Infinite splendor. In life now, nothing can cause you pain and hurt when you remember who you are, how great you are, how vast your reach, and how grand the scale of the place in which you dwell. Infinite lives are available to you out there. You need never feel lonely or afraid. You have it all. Nothing can touch you or harm you when you realize you are a child of the stars. You travel the universe. It is your universe. Slowly now, begin to return to Earth. Gently, with great feeling of power and majesty, begin your journey back to your body, lying there in the grass, beside the stream, in a beautiful garden. Faster and faster, find yourself moving backwards through time and space. I will wait until you find yourself inside the body shell in the garden. You can open your eyes in the garden. Everything is safe, sweet, delicious smelling, just as you left it, with warm sunshine, bees humming, and the sound of tinkling water. Now withdraw from the garden and find yourself where you started, on the bed or sofa, relaxing, breathing gently. You are returning to your present space-time locality. You feel relaxed, calm and empowered. You have seen a mighty vision. Carry it with you from now on. Come back to this assisted spacewalk as often as you like. Use it to feel strong and centered. Whenever life seems small and problems are closing in on you, go back out into the wide, wide universe and things will soon fall into perspective. This empowered audio is here to help you do just that. Now, open your eyes. Return to the now. You feel relaxed, refreshed. But this time, it is different. You are great beyond measure. Your being is as vast as the cosmos.